They wouldn't let us paper the rule on me, you know, able to. My grandmother lived to be 95 years old.
You knew her then?
Oh, yeah. Real she well. Used to knock me off, baby, and spank and whoop me. Oh, that. Grandma married her. She was a before she married.
Mm-hmm.
She married. You know, me and her used to be up here on the
don't know. Didn't know.
She was her married a her grandpa died. She married her again. She married a he was a strict man. Everybody said he was the strictest man ever hit Clay County.
Mm-hmm.
He got wounded in a civil war. And Grandpa said they sent him. He got wounded. I remember him. And he said they give him an old nigger, two big cane mill kills, an ox cart, him and the old nigger had an ox cart. So they drove them oxen from Fort Gaines to Florida. One of the ox cart had the feed and another had the cane mill kills. And he said they could go down there and they'd boil that salt water, get salt, you know,
yeah,
and bring it back. He said, the settlements, you know, make up food and stuff for them to go on, so they bring it back and then they should salt out around, so that way they got salt. I hear them talking about the Indian, the way the Indian got salt.
Yeah.
The Indian sounded like Point Express. So the Indian boiled salt down there. So one Indian get him a sack coon skin or what you call it, full of salt. And said so he'll run till he give up, man. Be another night, take it, then he'll take off. So they never stop day and night till they get where it was going.
There weren't any of them around here by the time you come up with them.
I don't never remember seeing any Indians or nothing when I was coming up. Grandma always talking about Indians. Now you take bus over on them now.
Uh-huh.
Bus is my grandmother and his grandmother. The bus sitting around today and someone got talking about he told me he's got a dick in it. I ain't got to worry. And someone says, why you ain't got to worry, bus? He said, all right. He said, why y'all was sitting down now, young man? He says, I was making mine. And someone says, well, Buster, you ain't got it. You ain't got nothing but that land. He said, well, I know it. I got 4,000 acres of land. He said, I got $150,000 in the bank. He said, I got $450,000 worth of stuff I can sell. He said, now, by the way, I can sit down, King. Buster, he might have been falling away, but hey, they may not mess with him. That's what the granddad used to tell me. He looked at me and he said, I know you and Buster can. He said, you mean as hell and Buster is too.
Yeah. But then your granddaddy was born where?
Born here at Cradle, right here in Fort Gaines.
Uh-huh. And on your mother's people?
She was there. My mother's people were in Randolph County.
Uh-huh.
Around Cuthbert. The Chitlin'. Will used to run the A&P store there. That was my mother's nephew.
Mm-hmm.
And they all were born and raised around for Chitlin in Randolph County. Mm-hmm. The Merritts up there, they were on the mother's side.
Mm-hmm.